If nothing is impossible, will you believe your eyes? If the unexpected brings a smile, well, that's a big surprise. Surprise, surprise. The unexpected hits you between the eyes. The unpredictable, that is the surprise. Surprise, 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 surprise. The unexpected hits you between the eyes. The unpredictable, that is the surprise you see. Surprise, surprise. There was a program on throughout my entire childhood, mid-80s to the millennium. In this country called, what was it called? Oh yeah, Surprise, Surprise! And it was, as the name suggests, a programme where people would be surprised by the presenter, Cilla Black. It was anything from, oh, you've done something good, I'm going to surprise you with a holiday. Or like a canteen of cutlery. That was a big prize, wasn't it, in the 80s. Let's have a look what you would have won. A canteen of cutlery. There you go, you can take it home, a canteen of cutlery. But I don't need a canteen of cutlery. I don't run a canteen. It's not, you're not going to run a canteen. You know, it's just like, I mean, you never know. You never know, you know, just in case you ever start. You ever start running a canteen, you've now got a canteen of cutlery. I'm not going to run a canteen. You know, fuck off, you should be happy, you've won a prize. It's a fucking hassle, is what it is. It's like when you get like vouchers to go balloon riding, or it's just a hassle. It's heavy. What, the balloon? No, we'll never get off the ground. No, the canteen of cutlery. Moaning prick. Anyway, the big denouement of Surprise, Surprise was always the same thing. Someone will be invited to the studio or pulled out of the audience. And Cilla would start the conversation always the same way. How are you, love? And they'd be like, oh, what the fuck is going on? I've seen this programme. You're going to surprise me, aren't you? It's Surprise, Surprise. And she'd say, well, when you were a kid, you had a brother, didn't you, love? Yes. And right then, you always knew where she was going, but she'd drag it out. You haven't seen your brother since he was four. He left home, didn't he, love? That's right. And he died, didn't he? Yes, that's right. He left home and he died. That's what we thought. Yeah, he self-combusted, didn't he? Yeah, he did. He self-combusted. And of course, it would all end the same way. And here he is. He's here tonight. Your self-combusted brother, they've stuck him back together or whatever it was. They'd shovel him on, he'd walk on, and they'd go, oh my God, we haven't seen you for 60 years. We thought you'd self-combusted, and they'd hug. And then brilliantly, Cilla would just walk away as if she was God and start singing this song. Surprise, surprise! The unexpected hits you between the eyes. Just leave them on the sofa with absolutely no counselling. Back in the 80s, there was no counselling to pick up the pieces of their absolutely shattered lives. You know? Because what Cilla was missing in this programme, which is a crucial bit of information, once you get to about 60, 70, as all these people were, you don't give a fuck about people in your childhood, do you? Even if it was a sibling. It was too long ago. Your best friend, your long-lost sister, you don't miss them. What you miss is your youth. You know? That's what you miss, isn't it? You don't miss them, you miss you being young. So I always wanted to be on that programme. And they'd say, oh, Nathan, do you remember that you had a best friend, Rajiv, when you were seven? Well, he left, didn't he? He left Birmingham to go to London at 11. Well, you'll never guess, Nathan. And I'd say, Cilla, can I stop you right there? Have you invented time travel, Cilla? No? Well, I'm not fucking interested, am I? I couldn't give less of a fuck. Yeah? Imagine how much of a fuck I could give. Imagine the lowest amount of fuck I could give, Cilla. You can't get less. What I'm saying is I couldn't give less of a fuck. Yeah? Fuck off. And she'd be shocked, obviously. She'd be, how do you say, surprised. So that's the exact moment when I turn to the camera, grab the microphone, stand up, and start singing. Surprise, surprise! The unexpected hits you between the eyes. The unpredictable, that is the surprise you see. Surprise, surprise! Surprise, surprise! Ah, dear, and at least I sung that live. Cilla never sung live. That'll be the real surprise, if she ever sung live. Liar. That's a love.